Warning, it's starting to get cold here in South Florida, so it might take us a while to get warmed up.
Yeah, we drop below 80.
It's 69 right now.
Is it?
No.
No.
That's the feels like.
Listener discretion is advised.
No, 69 feels like 69. Nothing better feeling than 69. That's the best temperature.
Fair enough.
Listener discretion is advised.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Tuesday, November the 12th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode 107,
Florida Man sunbathes on his neighbor's roof at night.
Florida Man practices for a triathlon with a little help from Hernando County's finest.
Florida woman starts up a unique type of business with her mom.
And this whole Florida Man thing finally jumps the shark.
Plus, a Florida Man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So there's officially a new Florida Man.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like another podcast?
No. Well, actually, there's another Florida Man. There's a Florida Man podcast now. They have released one episode. Already talking shit about us on Reddit, but...
They're talking shit about us?
Yeah. And I said, get to 100 episodes and then we'll talk. But there's
You responded to them?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were they saying?
Just saying that we're not the real Florida Man.
Oh.
Anyways, but that's not what I'm talking about. The new Florida Man, Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. He's official resident now.
He is. Yeah. He changed his residency from New York to Florida. There's actually a browser plugin now that The Daily Show released that will change his name to Florida Man on any webpage you're on.
That's pretty nice. Funny.
Yeah, I installed that on my work computer.
Of course you did.
it puts up some pretty funny headlines for there, but yeah. Anyway, we did get some suggestions from our Patreons.
Oh, did we?
On names for our LLC, which was one of our Patreon goals. As you predicted, Heather said she likes Eat a Bag of Dicks LLC. Yeah. Steve and Danielle, and I think this was Steve, said Clinking Ice Productions LLC. I kind of like that one. McKenna says Spitting Sunflower Seeds LLC.
Oh, here we go again. Oh, it was one time, and I apologized.
Michael, and I think Michael's from Australia, he said he actually gave us a few suggestions. Shady Side Recordings LLC.
I like that.
Crazy Stupid Productions LLC. Lovable Dumbass Productions LLC. I don't know if that one will fly with the state, but we'll try it. And I Broke Myself LLC. I think that one's in the lead right now. Steve also posted Detroit Wins, and then sorry, Joel. Thanks, Steve. Oh, here's a good one from W. Casey. Camel Enclosure Productions. And last one, Heather says, I like Eat a Bag of Dicks LLC or I Broke Myself LLC as suggested by Michael. And then Travis, because he can't follow instructions, he emailed his On the Spectrum LLC.
On the Spectrum.
Yeah. He's saying we're autistic. We're vetoing that one. That's just that's
hang
not
on.
Right.
Let's think about this now. Eat a Bag of Dicks. EBOD.
Okay. EABOD. EBOD?
EBOD. EBOD LLC. What does that stand for? Eat a Bag of Dicks.
And somebody who is not a patron, but emailed us anyway, so this doesn't count, but he said Philly Joel LLC.
Philly Joel.
All right. But yeah, unfortunately, he's not a patron, so that one doesn't count.
Eat a Bag of Dicks LLC.
I like I Broke Myself or Clinking Ice. Clinking Ice is
Clinking
a good
Ice
one.
Is a good one.
That's that defense.
We don't have Clinking Ice today. We're since it's before noon. Well, that's not clinking. That's sloshing, Joey. You have no ice left.
I got a couple little pieces.
It's a plastic cup. You can't clink in a plastic cup.
Rookie. Coke Zero.
All right. Moving into this week's Florida Man stories. All right, let's get into this week's story. Story number one comes to us from NewYorkDailyNews.com.
Big time.
Florida woman tries to pass off meth as makeup through a courthouse metal detector. A Florida woman was arrested Wednesday after trying to pass off a bag of methamphetamine as makeup while going through a metal detector at a Flagler County courthouse.
That's quick thinking on your feet. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot that was in there.
Teresa Lilly, age 25, was visiting the Kim C. Hammond Justice Center in Bunnell, a city just north of Daytona Beach, after being charged 2 days earlier with pickpocketing and driving with a suspended license.
But she's Tessa, you're all over the place.
She was passing through security at around 11:30 a.m. Lilly was asked to remove everything from her pocket and place it in a bucket. Among the items she removed was a plastic bag containing a clear rock-like substance, which the suspect falsely claimed to be makeup powder for skin treatment.
I haven't seen any rock-like makeup before.
No, not from Estee Lauder or, you know, none of those. You don't usually see rock-like substances as
Might have to go to Sephora later just to check out their inventory just to verify this. But
police said the substance tested positive for meth and weighed about 1.5 grams. She came to court with meth in her pocket, Sheriff Rick Staley said in a statement. Our security system at the courthouse worked. She obviously needs help and has not learned from her past mistakes. I hope this is a wake-up call for her to turn her life around and seek treatment for her addiction.
Why would she take the bag of meth out of her pocket?
Why not stuff it up her hoo-ha? If you got,
She's obviously not listening to our show.
She's obviously not.
Because, I mean, even just leave it in the pocket. It's not metal. It's not going to set off the metal detector.
Yeah, she took out the meth and put it in the bucket.
Yeah, with her keys and her cell phone. Yeah.
Lilly was taken into custody and charged with possession of methamphetamine. She was held on, listen to this, $30,000 bond.
For a gram and a half of meth.
Gram and a half of meth in a courthouse.
Something tells me that she doesn't have that 30 grand.
She needs 3,000, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe she can pick it out of somebody's pocket.
There you go.
Story number two, half-naked Florida man comes to on a neighbor's roof.
Florida man.
Yeah, this is from NBC2.com. A family in Cape Coral.
Oh, right across the river.
Woke up on Halloween night to a man sitting on their roof in nothing but his underwear. We'd tell you how he got up there, but even he doesn't remember. A woman who lives in the home heard someone walking on the roof in the middle of the night. She said he was up there for 5 hours in nothing but his underwear. Eventually, police and firefighters showed up with a ladder and helped the guy down from the roof. Neighbors think drug use led to the strange behavior.
It could very well be.
That's a good guess. It took 5 hours for the cops to get there, or did it take 5 hours for her to call him?
No, he was up there for 5 hours. Then eventually police showed up.
Yeah. Why did it take them 5 hours?
Well, if you're thinking about on Halloween, the 911 call, the 911 call, hey, I got some dude up on my roof. Yeah, we'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah. Quote, he didn't know how he got up there. He might have been out the night before celebrating a little too much, unquote, said Sandy Haler, the woman who found the man on the roof. Once he got down, the man apologized and left quickly.
Run!
The woman said, although it was odd, she's glad the man is okay. She'll be having someone come over to check the roof and make sure there isn't any damage. I mean, if he's naked except for his underwear, it's not like he has anything.
Well, unless it's here in, I don't know the Cape, if they use tile.
Oh, if they got tile roof, if he's kind of
You can't walk heavy. On the tile, and if you're heavy, then you'll break the tile.
Yeah. That's why I keep the extra tile. That's why. I'm scared of heights, and I don't want to have to go on somebody's roof.
Yeah, I never did that. All right, story number three. Florida man jumps off his surfboard and lands on a shark.
Like Fonzie.
Mm-hmm. A Florida surfer was riding the waves Sunday at New Smyrna Beach when he got one good bite of reality.
Oh, this is some good writing in this one.
Damn it. Stephen Micheliana?
Michelena.
That's what I said. Michelena. Stephen, age 32, was surfing in about 4 feet of water when he jumped off his board and landed on a shark, according to the Volusia County Beach Safety Ocean Rescue. Well, that's an organization?
I guess
so. A department? Volusia County Beach Safety Ocean Rescue, the VCBSOR.
Okay.
On Florida's Atlantic coast.
Is that like the equivalent of Baywatch? Baywatch.
Well, I could be.
Beach Ocean Rescue. They got the red boats.
Maybe. According to the rescue team, the shark bit the surfer's foot once and swam away. Stephen refused to be transported to the hospital and was treated on the beach for minor lacerations to his left foot.
Well, I mean, if somebody jumps and steps on me, I'm going to lash out at him.
You going to bite at him? You going to bite him, Joel?
I'm not going to say I bite him, but I might punch him.
the shark was not seen well enough to
sharks
estimate
don't
its
have
size.
Hands. They can't punch.
That's true.
So they got to do it.
And they don't have opposing thumbs either. So
they no, they just got fins, and you can't do nothing with those fins.
The official Volusia County Shark Incident Report said, Tamara Malfers.
There you go.
A spokeswoman for Volusia County Beach Safety Ocean Rescue said Sunday's incident marks the beach 12th shark bite so far this year.
We're almost, the year's almost over.
Yeah, well, that's still a lot of shark twikes. So she said anyone in the water should always swim in front of a lifeguard. Well, how are you going to swim in front of a lifeguard if there's lifeguards not in the water? You always got to be in front of them.
Well, they're usually up on the beach in the tower. So
oh,
saying,
they mean watching while a lifeguard is watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they meant like, I'm going to go out in the water now and swim. I need you to stand behind me so I can swim in front of you.
Yeah, turn around so you can see me.
Yeah.
No, no, they just mean swim on a beach where there is
a lifeguard. Got it.
So they confusing. Worded that weird.
Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And we got another local story from NBC-2.com. County orders Florida woman to give up her emotional support chickens.
Emotional support chicken.
Yes.
Plural.
Chickens. There's three of them. Inside the quiet Sunshine Mobile Home Park in Lee County, it's common to hear a dog bark, but if you take a closer look, you may spot a chicken hiding in one lush garden. The garden and three chickens belong to Karen Morris. Of course, her name's Karen. These are my friends. They help me to recover in life, Morris said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Morris is fighting to keep her chickens as emotional support animals, and she has more than one mental health doctor backing her.
Well, now let's, I don't want to get into this. I mean, you have experience with emotional support animals, so I'm not going to get into
actually,
what it is.
I have experience with a service animals.
Service animals, yeah. Correct. Not emotional. You're right.
Service, yeah, service animals are actually protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Emotional support animals are not.
What's the difference?
Service animals provide a or can perform a task.
So service animals are like seeing eye dogs and
right, okay, or like they'll alert to a medical condition before.
Correct.
You
can, oh, I got it.
Whereas a emotional support animal just sits there and lets you pet.
Is a miniature horse?
Actually, a miniature horse, miniature horses and dogs are the only animals recognized under the Americans with Disability Act as potential service animals.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So horses are there. The miniature horses.
Miniature horses are. Full size horses are not.
Okay.
I don't know why that is.
I'm not arguing with you. I just
but chickens are definitely not.
Chickens are not on the list.
No,
because they chickens can't provide. Chickens are not able to provide a function,
a task.
Task.
They cannot perform a task that that is medically necessary.
Hmm. Okay.
Now they can perform a task that is gastronomically necessary.
Yeah, called eggs
and chicken meat.
Chicken meat. Some chicken tenders.
Lee County says Rachel, Rudy, and Rita, the chickens, are violating zoning codes and have to go. The chickens were given to her as a gift after she lost her husband in an accident and both parents she cared for to cancer. I told them if they would be quiet, they could stay, Karen told the chickens.
Did they listen?
I don't think chickens understand English.
Can they hear?
Yeah, they can hear.
Do chickens have ears?
Yeah. I mean, they're not. They're just little holes in the side of their head, but they can hear. You ever hear a rooster crow?
Well, of course.
Yeah, that's how they communicate with each other. They hear.
I just thought they crowed because the sun come up. I didn't know they heard. I didn't know. I'm just asking, Joel.
They're animals. Like birds sing to each other, and chickens are birds.
Are they?
Yes.
Flightless birds? Can chickens fly?
Yeah, chickens can fly short distances. I mean, they're not up there migrating from Canada to Mexico in the winter, but they can take off a little bit. Her homeowners association and now Lee County disagree and say they have to go by the end of September.
Now, wait a minute. So whales can communicate with each other, right? They've proven that?
Yes.
So can dolphins?
Yes.
So
gorillas?
Gorillas can.
Can do sign language, some of them, if they're taught it.
So do chickens communicate with each other, with their clucks and their...
I don't think it's at a high level as like whales or dolphins or gorillas.
Okay.
But they can like squawk at each other and you know they're mad, so get out of their way.
Yeah. Okay. But what if you could teach a chicken Morse code? They got a beak.
That would be a smart fucking chicken.
We could teach. We should try that. We need to find somebody with a farm and see if we can get a chicken and train the chicken to send Morse code. He can tap it with a beak.
Okay. You have to teach it how to spell first.
Yeah.
Which
well, not
you
if not really
it.
Not if you just gave him if you gave him the if you just gave him the thing.
Gave him the thing, the series of dots and dashes.
Yeah, if you just gave him the dots and dashes, I don't care what it says. Here, just tap it out.
So why would you need the chicken to do that? Why couldn't you just tap it out yourself?
Because I'm not a chicken.
Karen explained that she has been diagnosed with PTSD and extreme stress disorder, all backed up by her doctor, Tariq Halim, a board-certified general psychiatrist. He has treated Morris since 2013. She said the chickens are her warm comfort zone, even though they're cold-blooded.
They are fluffy. Are birds cold-blooded?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like milk and cookies, she described them.
No, milk and cookies has nothing to do with chickens.
No, milk comes from cows.
Yeah.
Cookies come from the oven. They might have eggs in them.
Might have eggs in them, but they're flour, which comes from a grain. So, yeah, I disagree. Milk and cookies is nothing like chickens.
Nope. That's because Morris grew up on a poultry farm. The chickens, for her, evoke safe childhood memories. Quote, Linus had a blanket. Snoopy had Charlie Brown, she declared.
Charlie Brown had Snoopy.
Yeah. Snoopy's the dog.
Snoopy's the dog.
And the dog is a recognized animal under the ADA.
Snoopy could communicate.
Snoopy could play fucking baseball.
I know. And what was his best friend?
Woodstock.
Which was a
bird.
Case closed.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I just brought it all the way back around.
All right. Well, Karen simply just has her chickens. I keep in my prayers that the county sees that this is a medical necessity, she said. The county instead calls allowing chickens in a trailer park unreasonable. Lee County said in a response that neighbors have complained about the noise made by the chickens. Keep in mind, Karen has no roosters who commonly crow in the waking hours, as Phil just said. The county said neighbors also complained about the smell, but those we talked to didn't seem to mind them. We asked mental health counselor Dr. Loya Streifler if chickens qualify as an emotional support animal, and she said they can, although they're not a traditional support animal. Quote, we can make faces and say all sorts of things about whether it is or isn't. Who are we to say what brings someone comfort? Streifler noted. More mental health counselors like Dr. Streifler are recognizing various animals as providing emotional support.
Now, is there such thing as emotional support objects that have rights under the federal government?
I don't think an object would have a right. You would have a right to an object.
You would have a right to an object.
Like Linus's blanket.
That's what I'm on the blanket. Or like for me, the cold beer right here. Is that an emotional support object?
I believe that's called a crutch.
If she can have a chicken, then I want to make Coors Light.
You want an emotional support beer?
Coors Light.
Jesus Christ!
I'm out of Tito's. So.
All right.
No, actually, I'm not. It's early today, so yeah. I should have started with that. Actually, I may do that between breaks here in just a minute.
All right. Well, losing the chickens is more than Karen can bear. Quote, the thought of even losing my girls right now is way too much to even handle, Morris sobbed.
So they're female chickens.
Yes, they are.
Now, can you have a male chicken that's not a rooster? Are all roosters male?
Roosters are, yes, male chickens are roosters.
You ever seen them sex a chicken? I saw a story on that one time of how they when the little chicks, they have to sex a chicken.
Yeah, my daughter actually used to have chickens, and she did that back when she had baby chicks.
Very interesting. I mean, they don't have male roosters don't have a schlong, so you don't just peel them back and look for the
bumpy part.
Yeah. No. Well, there was some bumps in there. I forget what it was called, but
they have a cloaca.
Yeah, that's what I was. I couldn't pronounce it, but that's the word I was trying to say.
Okay. Well, the county has ordered Morris to pay $285 in fines and gave her 30 days to get rid of the chickens. Her attorney has filed a federal lawsuit against the county and will seek a temporary restraining order, arguing that the county is violating federal fair housing practices. And I put this under the food fight because chickens are food and she's fighting the cat.
Oh, I just realized that. I was like, this is not technically a food fight, but I guess chickens are food and
yep,
they're fighting.
Exactly. So now, then, it's time for our fill-in-the-blank story. Are you ready, Phil?
You deleted the whole thing.
Oh, don't worry. I got it. Here's your headline.
All right.
You ready? Florida woman and her mother start a new business, blanking strangers.
Blanking strangers.
And this is a legal business, so get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't. So it's legal?
Yes.
Blowing strangers is not legal.
Not as a business.
Not as a business.
You can do it for free.
I got it.
Okay.
Start a new business. Strangers. Strangers. That's the one's messing me up.
Mm-hmm.
Hugging. Hugging strangers.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Cuddling.
Cuddling?
Cuddling.
I actually got one right.
You got it right. Congratulations, Phil.
Woohoo!
This is our first fill in the blank where you actually filled in the blank correctly. Mother and daughter in Jacksonville are getting paid to cuddle with strangers. Joni Eitzman opened Cozy Up, a professional cuddling studio located at 9310 Old Kings Road South, Suite 701. That's in Jacksonville, in case you wanted to go cuddle up with Joni.
So they just snuggle in the bed and or on the couch or wherever and watch TV and...
Yep. Eitzman said the cuddling is platonic. She said she received some pushback from the city of Jacksonville when she introduced her business concept. Quote, I had a lot of explaining to do, Eitzman said. They all know all about us. We're not hiding in any way. Cuddle sessions cost as little as $25 and up to $200 for 3 hours.
I'm going to refrain from any happy ending.
Nope. It's all platonic.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing sexual about this. Eitzman said she and her daughter also plan to hold cuddle parties every month.
So $200 for $200
for 3 hours.
$200 for 3 hours.
So like six.
So if I want to watch a movie and I'm lonely and I don't want to watch a movie by myself, I can pay this person and go sit in their shop or wherever,
mm-hmm.
put the VCR tape in. And watch
the VCR tape.
Yeah, well, put the VCR tape in. And
you got
watch.
A specific movie you're thinking about that you only got on tape right now?
Not VCR. You know what I mean. I was talking about that earlier with some friends. But
Blu-ray? Yeah. Or are you just still on DVD?
Just, I don't know, Joel. It's not the point.
All right.
The point is, if I wanted to watch a movie with this person, it's going to cost me $200 for her to come snuggle
well,
me.
Well, yeah, $200 if you're watching a three-hour movie like The Avengers or whatever.
Damn. That's expensive.
Yeah, a 2018 Cigna.
And then you just have to get up and leave? I mean, no. What do they do? I mean, they just, what, you lay in her lap and she rubs your head? What happens?
They just cuddle. A 2018 Cigna study found that nearly half of Americans sometimes or always feel alone. Eitzman said she wants to help people feel happier and loved.
So what's their standard on the people they allow to cuddle with? What if they got some homeless? Well, they wouldn't be homeless. What if they got some stinky dude or...
Well, let's get to that. It really boosts their mood, Eitzman said. I love to see when people are leaving how happy they are. So I guess technically they do get a happy ending, even if it's not the type of happy ending you were thinking about. Eitzman said business is starting to pick up and she expects to be extremely busy around the holidays. Quote, oftentimes people lose their loved ones around the holidays. That's always when they need comfort the most. Clients must be 18 years of age and provide a valid ID. They are also asked to shower and brush their teeth before a cuddling session.
Mm, so
that's very important. If you're going to be all up in somebody's face, you know.
That's just creepy.
Brushing your teeth is definitely a must.
But, I mean, if you think about it, it doesn't require a lot of
training,
training skill
education.
Set.
Nope.
You've got to be able to hug somebody.
Yep.
Kudos for that, for starting a good business. Story number five, our cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida teacher accused of being highly intoxicated at school.
Where is that on our board?
I don't see the board.
Highly intoxicated. This came to us from abcactionnews.com. We have heavily intoxicated. We don't have highly intoxicated.
I would say heavily and highly.
Heavily and highly are some, I'm going to use a big word for a Saturday morning after a few beers. Synonymous.
That's four syllables right there.
Synonymous. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I count them out of my finger.
I had my hand on my pocket. I counted them while I was...
All right. A teacher in Pinellas County is out of a job only 1 week after starting because she allegedly showed up hammered on Friday, according to police.
I supplemented the word drunk with hammered.
Yeah.
Well, they if said you're highly intoxicated, yeah. then that's hammered.
That's pretty much hammered.
Do we have hammered on there?
Hammered is not on the list.
Maybe we should put heavily intoxicated, highly. Maybe we should put highly intoxicated / hammered is 9 to 11 drinks.
I think we need to remove the number of drinks from the list and just have a scale, like a heat map scale, just because some people are.
All right. Pinellas Park police arrested Lisa Edelstein. Edelstein? How about Lisa, age 55, at Skyview Elementary School on 60th Street North, just after 9 a.m. Damn, she was hammered at 9.
I mean, if you're not used to dealing with elementary school kids, I can understand.
When you make that decision in the line of work, you are in an automatic fire and not rehire, said mom of 7, Brandy Parker. Her daughter is a second grader at Skyview.
Well, that's not technically true. I think Brandy is just saying what she thinks should be.
Yeah. According to police, the school called them when they noticed Lisa was acting drunk and yelling in front of the children. They told police that Lisa was trying to leave campus in her car.
Driving
under the influence. Sergeant Roxanne Pohl of Pinellas Park Police Department. Edelstein showed several signs of impairment. Some bloodshot and watery eyes, slurring of words. There were some rocking back and forth and stumbling.
That's highly intoxicated.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I've gone to work with my eyes bloodshot and had watery eyes. That's allergies.
But
slurring of words? Well, maybe I wasn't feeling like talking too well that day.
What about rocking back and forth and stumbling?
I have restless leg syndrome. I run over shit all the time.
Okay.
Maybe I got a bum foot. This is all circumstantial, Joel. All circumstantial.
You're seeming to take this rather personally, Phil.
Yep. Officers responded and spoke to her. I did ask her to lower her voice. I attempted to explain that there were students in the school and we wish they were not interrupted, said Poole. Officers noted an obvious odor of alcohol on her breath.
Well that kind of went there with my theory. Yeah.
And says she was swaying while trying to get in her car.
Okay, well, my theory just went out the window.
I was shocked, disappointed. Here is someone we expect to come to school ready to teach, and unfortunately, that is not what happened this morning, said Paul. Edelstein was a probationary teacher and was only at Skyview for 7 days, the school district says.
Couldn't hold it together for a week.
Oh, here we go. They also found weed in her car.
Uh-oh. I mean, again, if you got to deal with a room full of 35-year-olds.
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 Oh, I thought you said they had to deal with a room of 35-year-olds. She faces disciplinary action before... as part of her 30 years working as an assistant teacher in Hillsborough County. Police arrested her for disorderly conduct, but officers say additional charges are pending.
Attempted DUI?
Well, not attempted DUI. They're probably waiting on the blood test to come back.
Ah.
The school district says she's been fired from her position. The Pinellas County School District released this statement.
Now, the guy that showed up on, what was it, meth and cocaine and Xanax last week.
He didn't get fired.
He got sent
to a rehab.
Yeah, exactly. But this lady,
gone. Miss Edelstein was recently hired as an
itinerant.
A what?
Itinerant.
Itinerant. What the hell is that?
I believe it's...
they work off itineraries?
It's a substitute teacher.
Oh, by Pinellas County Schools and was on probationary contract. School scout noticed that Miss Edelstein exhibited unusual behavior prior to the start of the school day. She was immediately moved to a private area in the school's police department. Was called for assistance. Miss Edelstein was ultimately in charge of disorderly conduct, and her employment contract was terminated.
Oh, it's probably the disorderly.
But she wasn't a real. She was on probation. It was a probationary thing anyway, so it wasn't like she was a tenured.
Yeah, so that's why the other guy got to go to rehab. Right. And she just got her ass canned. I mean,
showed up to work drunk and had weed in her car.
I wonder how much weed she had. Oh no, it didn't say how much. Interesting.
I wonder if she's looking to unload that stinky weed.
You want to go up to Pinellas County and...
No.
Our final story today, story number 6, Florida man becomes a triathlete while eluding police.
Now, triathlete is running, swimming, and biking.
You got it.
No, swimming, running, biking. Which order is it in?
I don't know.
I think swimming, biking, running. Running's last. That's it. That's
running's
it.
Last, yes.
I know swimming's first.
From the Orlando Sentinel. Gary Francis Malloy already had a warrant out for his arrest when a deputy saw him riding a bike the morning of October 24th in Spring Hill. the Hernando County Sheriff's Office said on Wednesday. So he's taking him out of order a little bit here. He's doing the biking
first. He's doing biking first.
Malloy biked away and picked up speed as the deputy followed him, activating his lights and siren.
The bicycle had lights and siren?
No, the police car did.
Oh, okay.
The deputy got out and chased Malloy on foot, continuing to run after the suspect after Malloy lost control of the bike and began running.
So he got to going too fast and he wrecked the bike.
Yep. And then
now, was the cop on a bike?
No, the cop was on in the cop car, but got out to chase him on foot.
Oh, okay.
Malloy struck the deputy when the officer caught up to him and then was able to get away.
Ooh.
Must have hit him pretty hard for the cop to lose chase.
But, they didn't tase him?
Guess he didn't get a chance. Wow. The next morning, Malloy fled again after another deputy saw him riding another bicycle. Backup was called, and a sergeant saw Malloy in the middle of a lake behind some homes. After Malloy swam away, ignoring numerous deputies and detectives who ordered him to surrender, the department deployed its airboat and a canine team, which allowed them to finally capture the suspect.
So we got this sumbitch.
This is a Florida story.
This is Florida. This is the, yeah. All right, let me get this straight.
I'm going to assume both of these bikes are stolen.
So he had a bicycle the first morning. Cop sees him, rides the bicycle, gets to going too fast, loses control of the bike, wrecks the bike, gets up, runs away. The cop catches him, and he punches him or something, and he's able to get away from the cop.
Yep.
Cop didn't shoot him. Cop didn't tase him. Next day, gets on a bike again, another bike. Cop sees him again, and then they come after him, and they jumps in the middle of a lake.
Yes.
So instead of waiting him out or waiting for the gator to get him, hey, I got an idea.
Let's get the airboat.
And the dogs.
And the dogs.
Let's get the dogs on
the airboat.
Let's put the dogs on the airboat and let's chase them. We've been wanting to use this sumbitch for it. We need to justify the use of the airboat to the county. So we haven't used it in 6 months. So let's get the airboat out.
And go pull his ass
in. And let's get it there. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Malloy was arrested on several charges and jailed. Malloy, age 36, later admitted he should have come back and said he had made the biggest mistake of his life by not listening and continuing to swim away, the sheriff's office noted.
How big a fucking lake are they on? Are they in Okeechobee?
No idea. No, they're in Hernando County.
Where's Hernando's north, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in the Tampa area. So he is a triathlete.
Let's leave him out there. I'd have put the boat up there close by. Let's see how long he can tread water.
Let's wait for his ass to tire out before we pull him in.
Yeah. You want to swim? Swim, motherfucker. Let's go.
Just let the dog sit on the boat, just barking at him.
I don't need no dogs. Just pull the boat out. Just sit there and watch him.
No, you got to justify the canine unit, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yep. Although, October 24th, it was pretty cool about then. So it's not like they were sitting out in the heat all day long.
No, Joe, October 24th, it was 90 here.
Yeah, but this is up north.
So it was an 88.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, and the link is in the show notes.
Oh, I forgot. I got something out in the Jeep for you.
We get another package?
We got another package. Let me, I'll be right back.
We get cotton candy?
Go ahead and read that note.
Please don't eat on the air. Hope you survived Halloween. Love the show from Jennifer Blakeney and Corpus
Delicti.
And Corpus Delicti podcast. Is that sunflower seed thing you put on there?
It might be.
The hell is that?
That is a bowl where you put your sunflower seeds in the top, and on the bottom, you spit your seeds into. And it's got a place for you to rest your tablet on top, too. So it's a whole party bowl thing.
Holy shit.
No, you can't fuck it. Sorry. Jesus Christ. I know it's pink and it's got a slit in it, but what? It is not for...
That is awesome. I don't have to share that, right? That's mine?
No, that is definitely all yours now after the action you just took on it. So we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra, David, and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, Koneth, Erica, Heather, and Josh. Paradise After Dark Podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steve and Danielle and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on a rooftop in Cape Coral.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy
can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
What if you could teach a chicken Morse code?